Chapter 2, The Chemical Basis of Life. Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Basic Chemistry. Understanding the chemical basis of life begins with matter, which is anything that has mass and occupies space. Matter consists of elements and compounds. The simplest form of matter is the element, which is a substance that cannot be broken down into two or more different substances. There are 26 elements in the human body. 11 of these are considered major elements, while the other 15 are considered trace elements, because they make up less than 2% of body weight. Only 4 elements, carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen, make up 96% of the human body. When atoms of two or more elements join in specific chemical combinations, they form a compound. The concept of an atom was proposed by the English chemist John Dalton. Atoms contain several different kinds of subatomic particles. The most important are 1. Protons are positively charged subatomic particles found in the nucleus. 2. Neutrons are neutral subatomic particles also found in the nucleus. 3. Electrons are negatively charged subatomic particles found in the electron cloud. Two important properties of atoms are atomic number and atomic weight. The atomic number is the number of protons in an atom's nucleus. This value is critically important in identifying what kind of element a particular atom is. Atomic weight, on the other hand, is the mass of a single atom. It is equal to the number of protons plus the number of neutrons in the nucleus. In a neutral atom, the total number of electrons equals the number of protons in the nucleus. The electrons form a cloud around the nucleus. To visualize the structure of atoms, the Bohr model is used, which resembles planets revolving around the sun. This model exhibits electrons in concentric circles, showing relative distances of the electrons from the nucleus. Each ring or shell represents a specific energy level and can hold only a certain number of electrons. The number and arrangement of electrons determine whether an atom is chemically stable. An atom with 8 or 4 pairs of electrons in the outermost energy level is chemically inert. An atom without a full outermost energy level is chemically active. The octet rule states that atoms with fewer or more than 8 electrons in the outer energy level will attempt to lose, gain, or share electrons with other atoms to achieve stability. Isotopes of an element contain the same number of protons but different number of neutrons. Isotopes have the same atomic number and therefore the same basic chemical properties as any other atom of the same element, but they have a different atomic weight. A radioactive isotope, or radioisotope, is an unstable isotope that undergoes nuclear breakdown and emits nuclear particles and radiation. A molecule involves two or more atoms joined together. A compound is a specific type of molecule, which consists of molecules formed by atoms of two or more elements. Atoms and molecules are joined together through two types of chemical bonds. An ionic, or electrovalent, bond is formed by the transfer of electrons, creating a strong electrostatic force that binds positively and negatively charged ions together. A covalent bond is formed by sharing of electron pairs between atoms. Attractions between molecules are important interactions. Hydrogen bonding, for instance, results from an unequal charge distribution on molecules and is much weaker than ionic or covalent bonds. Hydrogen bonding is present between water molecules, which are polar. Polar molecules have regions with partial electrical charges resulting from unequal sharing of electrons among atoms. These areas of different partial charges attract one another and form hydrogen bonds. Besides hydrogen bonding, other weak attractions attract molecules to each other through differences in electrical charge. A chemical reaction is an interaction between two or more atoms that occurs as a result of activity between electrons in their outermost energy levels. This results in the formation or breaking of chemical bonds. There are three basic types of chemical reactions involved in physiology. 1. A synthesis reaction combines two or more substances to form a more complex substance. This results in the formation of new chemical bonds. 2. A decomposition reaction involves breaking down of a substance into two or more simpler substances. This results in the breaking of chemical bonds. 3. An exchange reaction involves the decomposition of two substances and, in exchange, a synthesis of two new compounds results from them. An important concept in chemical reactions is reversibility. In a reversible reaction, chemical reactions can occur in either direction. Metabolism. Metabolism describes all of the chemical reactions that occur in body cells. There are two kinds of metabolism: catabolism and anabolism. In catabolism, chemical reactions break down complex compounds into simpler ones and release energy. A common catabolic reaction is hydrolysis. Ultimately, the end products of catabolism are carbon dioxide, water, and other waste products. More than half of the energy released is transferred to ATP, which is then used to do cellular work. In anabolism, chemical reactions join simple molecules together to form more complex molecules. One such chemical reaction responsible for anabolism is dehydration synthesis. Inorganic molecules. Inorganic molecules are compounds that rarely contain carbon and, unlike organic molecules, do not contain CC or CH bonds. The body's most abundant and important inorganic compound is water. There are many important properties of water. Its polarity allows water to act as an effective solvent, thereby ionizing substances in solution. It also transports essential materials throughout the body. Its high specific heat means that water can lose and gain large amounts of heat with little change in its own temperature. This enables the body to maintain a relatively constant temperature. Finally, its high heat of vaporization is important in that water requires the absorption of significant amounts of heat to change it from a liquid to a gas, which allows the body to dissipate excess heat. Oxygen and carbon dioxide are also important inorganic molecules that are closely related to cellular respiration. Oxygen is required to complete decomposition reactions necessary for the release of energy in the body. Carbon dioxide is produced as a waste product and also helps maintain the appropriate acid-base balance in the body. Electrolytes are a large group of inorganic compounds that includes acids, bases, and salts. Substances that form from dissociation in solution are sometimes called electrolytes. Positively charged ions are cations, while negatively charged ions are anions. Acids and bases are common and important electrolytes and are chemical opposites. Any substance that releases a hydrogen ion, that is, a substance that is a proton donor, in solution is an acid. The level of acidity depends on the number of hydrogen ions a particular acid will release. On the other hand, bases are electrolytes that dissociate to yield hydroxide ions, or other electrolytes that combine with hydrogen ions. They are described as proton acceptors. The measure of acidity and alkalinity in a solution is accomplished through the pH scale. pH indicates the degree of acidity or alkalinity of a solution. A pH of 7 indicates neutrality, that is, equal amounts of hydrogen ions and hydroxide ions. A pH of less than 7 indicates acidity, whereas a pH higher than 7 indicates alkalinity. To maintain the constancy of pH, buffers are often used. These compounds minimize changes in the concentrations of hydrogen ions and hydroxide ions. They also act as a reservoir for hydrogen ions. When a chemical interaction occurs between an acid and a base, a salt and water form. The reaction is called a neutralization reaction. Organic molecules. Organic molecules have at least one carbon atom and at least one CC or CH bond in each molecule. They often have functional groups attached to the carbon-containing core of the molecule. There are many important classes of organic molecules found in the human body. Carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are organic compounds containing carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. They are commonly called sugars and starches. Monosaccharides are simple sugars with short carbon chains. Those with six carbons are hexoses, for example glucose, whereas those with five are pentoses, such as ribose and deoxyribose. Disaccharides and polysaccharides involve two or more simple sugars, respectively. These simple sugars are bonded together through a synthesis reaction. Lipids. Lipids are water-insoluble organic molecules that are critically important biological compounds. They play a number of major roles, including sources of energy, structural roles, and being an integral part of cell membranes. Four types of lipids are triglycerides, phospholipids, steroids, and prostaglandins. Triglycerides, or fats, are the most abundant lipids and the most concentrated source of energy. The building blocks of triglycerides are glycerol, which is the same for each fat molecule, and fatty acids, which are different for each fat and determine the chemical nature of the triglyceride. There are two types of fatty acids. Saturated fatty acids, in which all available bonds are filled, and unsaturated fatty acids, having one or more double bond present. Triglycerides are formed by a dehydration synthesis. Phospholipids are fat compounds similar to triglycerides, where one end of the phospholipid is water-soluble, hydrophilic, and the other end is fat-soluble, hydrophobic. Phospholipids can join two different chemical environments and may form double layers called bilayers that make up cell membranes. Steroids are molecules involved in many structural and functional roles and have a steroid nucleus as their main structural component. Prostaglandins are commonly called tissue hormones and are produced by cell membranes throughout the body. Their effects are many and varied. However, they are released in response to a specific stimulus and are then inactivated. Proteins. Proteins are the most abundant organic compounds in the body. Proteins are chain-like polymers consisting of amino acids, the building blocks of proteins. There are eight amino acids known as essential amino acids because they cannot be produced by the human body. The other 12 amino acids are termed non-essential because they can be produced from molecules available in the human body. Amino acids consist of a carbon atom, an amino group, a carboxyl group, a hydrogen atom, and a side chain. Protein molecules are highly organized and show a definite relationship between structure and function. There are four levels of protein organization. 1. Primary structure refers to the number, kind, and sequence of amino acids that make up the polypeptide chain. 2. Secondary structure describes how a polypeptide is coiled or bent into pleated sheets and stabilized by hydrogen bonds. 3. Tertiary structure reflects how the secondary structure can be further twisted and converted to a globular shape, where coils touch in many places and are welded by covalent and hydrogen bonds. 4. Quaternary structure is the highest level of organization occurring when a protein contains more than one polypeptide chain. The shape of protein molecules determines their function. The final functional shape of a protein molecule is called its native state. Structural proteins form the structures of the body, whereas functional proteins cause chemical changes in molecules. Denatured proteins have lost their shape and therefore their function. Proteins can be denatured by changes in pH, temperature, radiation, and other chemicals. If the chemical environment is restored, proteins may be renatured and function normally. Nucleic acids. Deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA, is composed of deoxyribonucleotides, that is, structural units composed of the pentose sugar deoxyribose, a phosphate group, and a nitrogenous base, of which there are four: cytosine, thymine, guanine, and adenine. A DNA molecule consists of two long chains of deoxyribonucleotides coiled into a double helix shape. Alternating deoxyribose and phosphate units form the backbone of the chains. Base pairs hold the two chains of the DNA molecule together. The specific sequence of more than 100 million base pairs constitutes one human DNA molecule. All DNA molecules in one individual are identical and different from those of all other individuals. DNA functions as the molecule of heredity. Ribonucleic acid, or RNA, is composed of the pentose sugar ribose, a phosphate group, and a nitrogenous base, of which there are four: adenine, uracil, guanine, and cytosine. In RNA, uracil replaces thymine found in DNA. Some RNA molecules are temporary copies of segments, called genes, of the DNA code and are involved in synthesizing proteins. Some RNA molecules are regulatory and act as enzymes, called ribozymes, that act to silence gene expression, a process called RNA interference. Nucleotides that make up nucleic acids have other important roles in the body. Adenosine triosphate, or ATP, consists of adenosine, ribose and adenine, and three phosphate subunits. These subunits contain high-energy bonds present between phosphate groups. Cleavage of high-energy bonds releases energy during catabolic reactions. The energy stored in ATP is used to do the body's work, which is why ATP is often called the energy currency of cells. ATP splits into adenosine diphosphate, or ADP, and an inorganic phosphate group by a special enzyme. If ATP is depleted during prolonged exercise, creatine phosphate, or CP, or ADP can be used for energy. NAD and FAD are coenzymes used to transfer energy-carrying molecules from one chemical pathway to another. Cyclic AMP, or CAMP, is made from ATP by removing two phosphate groups to form a monophosphate. CAMP is used as an intracellular signal. Combined forms. Large molecules can be joined together to form even larger molecules. This gives molecules a completely different function. The names of combined molecules tell you what is in them. The base word tells which component is dominant, and the prefix is the component found in a lesser amount. Examples of combined forms include adenosine triphosphate, ATP, lipoproteins, which involve a lipid and protein combined into a single molecule, and glycoproteins, which are connected carbohydrates and proteins. The glyco prefix means sweet,